years old when I came, and I was the only one in the family.
Who did you come over with?
Where'd my mother live?
No, who did you come over with when you first came over?
With my mother and my grandfather. My father was here.
Was he working here?
At the time, and we came, you know, here to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lived in Ohio, somewhere in Ohio, and we stayed there a couple of years. Then we moved to Monroe, and I've been to Monroe ever since.
What did your father do when he lived in Ohio?
He worked at a railroad track, just a laborer.
Mm-hmm.
And, then we moved here, and he got a job here, and he worked here, and he got hurt on the railroad. A tie hurt his back, and he couldn't work. And then my mother had to go to work. And
mm-hmm. How old were you when you got hurt?
About 8 years old. And he hasn't worked. He worked off and on, but never steady. And then I got married, and I raised a big family.
What did Dad do?
Dad was labor.
But did he work at the factory?
Yeah, he worked in the factory. He worked at Consolidated. That's where I worked too, and where, that's where we met, the factory. And we raised a big family. Wasn't easy. During the Depression, it was kind of hard, but Dad would go fishing, and then we'd smoke fish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we'd eat, and we'd have smoked, we'd butcher a pig, and we'd have that, and we used to make our own sauerkraut, and we raised our own garden.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were busy, cooking, canning, raising a family, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And now, that's it for nothing.
What was it like during the time of, like, the World War? What was going on around here?
When?
About the time of the World War, you know, where everybody was going off over to Europe. What was it like back around in Monroe? What was everyone doing?
In them olden days?
In them olden days, yeah.
Well, everything was slower, at a slower pace, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have as much of anything. Everything was more countrified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just didn't demand much, or like nowadays. Nowadays, people want too much. Where before, you didn't have that.
Dada didn't go away to war, did he?
Hmm?
Dada. He didn't go away to war, did he?
No, he didn't either.
How come he didn't go?
In Monroe.
How come he didn't go? He just wasn't. Just didn't want to, or because he had the family?
Didn't want, I don't know. But we lived in Monroe ever since. He come to his mother's. His mother was in Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Dada and then he come here. Dada was 16 years old when he came.
Really?
No, he was 18 and Anja was 16. Yeah. It was in the 20s. And we did Charleston. And Foxtrot and our songs was The Sheik of Araby, Barney Google, and
was there a place in Monroe to go to dance to those?
Hmm?
Was there a place in Monroe to go to dance to those?
Yeah, they had Hasty Hall. We didn't go very often, but we went once in a while. And then they used to have, there was someplace else. I can't remember now. It was a town, I can't remember where. And I didn't go very often, but I went a few times. And we enjoyed ourselves.
Did you ever go down to the Monroe Piers?
Yeah, we used to go every Sunday. We'd take a streetcar, 5 cents it would cost you,
mm-hmm.
and then it would take you there. And then we'd rent a tank suit, bathing suit, and we'd wade out in the water. Spend the afternoon. We'd rent a boat, a canoe, and then we'd canoe around.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. It was fun. And didn't know how to swim, but we we enjoyed ourselves. Yeah, it was nice.
Did you ever stay at the hotel there? Or was it just an afternoon thing when you went?
No, it was just the afternoon. We'd eat out there, you know, how hot dogs and things like that. But spend the afternoon and then come home. But it was nice. A gang of us always got together. And then too, with Sundays, a lot of times, half a dozen of us young girls would get together, and boys, and then we'd come down the orchard here and
mm-hmm.
spend the afternoon down my apple orchard. Just sit around and...
This used to be an apple orchard?
Yeah, be together, you know. And there was fields here
mm-hmm.
and... It was fun. Everything was quiet. It was slow-paced life. It was nice. We enjoyed it. That Melly Leach and Lajanus and what's her name? There, you know. I can't even think of her last name, Theria or something like that, Julia. And we'd get to maybe half a dozen of us, you know, get together, young people, and then we'd come down the orchard and spend the afternoon, play,
yeah,
field, and just do nothing much, but... shut that. And plum tree, two kind of cherry trees, one sweet and one sour. Two pear trees, one early and one late. And I used to make my own fruit cocktail. It was good. I still got that recipe. It was real good. A lot better than the store. And did a lot of canning. Raised my own strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Make strawberry shortcake.
Were the prices for food expensive?
Hmm?
Was the prices for food expensive?
Well, not that bad then, but it was a lot of money to us. A nickel was a lot of money some days.
Yeah.
And I used to have my milk and my dairy stuff delivered right at home.
But you know that
every other day the milkman would come bring me milk. I'd get a case of milk because I had a big family and we used a case of milk every other day. And then I'd get my butter and my bread and my cheese. And so I really didn't have to go to the grocery store too much. We raised our own meat. And I might get flour and eggs and like that. It was good days. And the farmer used to come and bring us apples and I was busy, but I enjoyed, you know, just busy mm-hmm. constantly. From morning till night, you had to keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun.
When you first moved into this house, were there a lot of houses around here or yours?
And no, there wasn't too many. There was one when I got married and I come here. About a dozen houses around here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kept adding on. They moved them homes back here. There wasn't. It was all empty. And then Annie Lucci built a home
mm-hmm.
back there. She built that brick home. And they brought these little homes there.
Yeah.
And they remodeled them a little bit. And Dorothy Masonic across the street, they built their home, so they added on. It was a big improvement. And then they paved our street, and that helped.
When they paved the street, what year was that?
Oh,
when they first did it?
In the late 20s.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it take to have like plumbing out here?
How long did it take to have what?
Plumbing and electricity.
Oh, well, we had the plumbing here.
You had it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then later on, we added on our home. We had just three rooms, and we added on.
Uh-huh. How'd you get back and forth into town? Did you just walk or what? How'd you back and forth in town?
Walk.
You walk?
Or car, if you had your own car. But I did a lot of walking
mm-hmm.
these days. Yeah. Yeah, we walked a lot. I think that's why we were strong. We did a lot of walking. I didn't have cars. Then we bought a car and we had a little car. Took us around.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday we'd go to the lake, spend the afternoon there at the lake. I'd pack a lunch and kids enjoy themselves.
Yeah. What kind of car did you have?
Oldsmobile.
Oldsmobile?
Oldsmobile, yeah. It wasn't a new one, but it was a nice one. Mm-hmm. And a good car. Dirty. I know one time I was going to learn to drive, and boy, I'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
I drove home, but to this day I don't remember how I got home. That's how nervous I was. And I, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to drive anymore. I vowed and I didn't. I'm too nervous to drive.
Yeah.
You know, you can. You have to be calm.
You have to be relaxed.
Yeah. Not good. But then I realized that.
Mm-hmm.
what is there good? Everything was quiet. There wasn't like the usual holiday. We played croquet. I remember I had a croquet set and we put that out in the yard and we played. Had a lot of fun. And we'd play in the wintertime snowball. And we made our own games.
Uh-huh.
We enjoyed them. And I always had a game down to my house. Usually it was always down to my place. The game, and we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to school, I went to school, to Lincoln School, and that was about 2 blocks away from my house. Yes. And they'd all come over to my house, and then from there we'd go to school.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them lived closer to school, but they'd come to my house. And then we'd all get together. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we'd go to school together. And I had a calf. Remember, a white little calf. And every time I come from school, I'd put her a different color ribbon on. And my mom says the only time you could keep that ribbon on is when you're around her, because she might choke herself. So she wouldn't let me. So then while I was home, I tied the ribbon and keep it around the cat. And she was a pretty little white cat.
Aww.
And that's about it. My mother had boarders.
Did she? How many?
She had three.
Really?
Three boarders. My mom was a good cook. Whatever she made was good.
Did your mom used to live far from where you live now?
She lived on Winchester Street.
Winchester?
Yeah. It was nice out there then. We had a baker shop right next door to us. And all that bread smelled good. And that baker would bake me a little loaf, a real little one every day. And then I'd go and pick it up. And it was good. I didn't eat much sweets. I ate more bread. You know, it was good. Fresh bread. And there was a drugstore on the corner. Then later on they built on the corner and they put a drugstore there. And a barber shop and a pool room there. And that was nice. I liked that drugstore because I'd go there and get magazines and things that I needed.
When did they build the first hospital?
It might have been in the 40s, early 40s. Yeah. It was nice. God, we thought we really had a nice place. Remember, I had a nosebleed one time, and my mother took me to Dr. McGowan, and he stopped my nosebleed. And he said that I had a cold, and then that membrane in my nose was weak, and that caused that to bleed. Mm-hmm. September, I was about 8 years old, and I was playing outside, and I didn't go to school yet.
Uh-huh.
And my mother didn't know to send me to school. She was working, and so I was playing out there, and the school officer come, wanted to know where my mom was. I don't know, so he went in the house and he asked, and she told him that lady that took care of me, she said my mom was working. So he came in the evening and he told my mother she had to send me to school. And she sent me to school. So I started school, I was about 8 years old, close to eight.
And they always have truant officers walking around, or?
Oh, yeah.
Check up on everyone?
Check up, yeah. They saw me playing out there, and they knew I was too big to be playing.
What kind of classes did they use?
And I went to where I went first school. We lived on East Chester. And I went every day. I had to go way to Central School.
Mm-hmm.
That was way where the City Hall was.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the school was. I'd walk every day. So I did a lot of walking.
How long did you stay in school?
I stayed all the while till I was in the sixth grade. Then I quit. Then I went to work, and then I got married.
You said you worked at Consolidated and the River Raisin Fruit?
I worked at River Raisin first.
Uh-huh.
And worked there a couple of years. Then I went to Consolidated. Then I worked there maybe about a year. Then I got married.
What did you do there?
In 1925.
Yeah, what did you do? What was your job?
Oh, I was a stitcher. I used to stitch boxes.
Uh-oh.
On a machine. And then I, with a feeder, I used to feed the big machines. That was fun. I liked to do that.
Yeah.
And I worked on the gluers.
Well, did the gluers just glue the box together? Is that what
they were? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there a lot of people that worked there?
Yeah. They have to have a catcher and a feeder. Mm-hmm. Well, I usually was the feeder. And I'd feed them, and then someone would catch them, you know. And I remember when I was learning to feed it, I gummed the machine up, and oh boy, they had a time till they cleaned it. But later on, I got all right.
How much did you get paid an hour?
Oh, I used to get paid, let's see, about $20 a week. That was good money then.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. See, I was working on a machine, and that's why I made more. And these others would make maybe about $15. We made a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I used to give my mother the money, whatever I made. But then whenever I wanted something, I always dumped it.
Yeah.
She gave me money. But I didn't need much money then. We didn't go much anyplace. Go to shows Sunday. We used to go to family theater.
What was that?
That was a town.
Did they show movies or?
Regular show. Movies, yeah. Uh-huh. And Sundays in the afternoon we'd go to family theater. And then in the evening, we'd go down here to Majestic with my dad and mother. We'd go down there. So I Sundays, I saw two shows. Usually, not every Sunday, but most every Sunday.
Those were the silent films, weren't they?
Hmm?
Were those the silent films?
Yeah, silent films, yeah. Ruth Rowland and Pearl White and William S. Hart and... Ruth Gibson, and they were nice.
Yeah. How much did it cost for the ticket?
I can't remember. I know it wasn't too expensive, it was 10, 20 cents a month.
Did you, did you like that?
Yeah, 10 cents, I think, that's what you said initially. It's been so long ago.
Yeah.
But 10, 20 cents a month or more. I think uptown was 20, down here with people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. So that's what we did, then the afternoon and evening, go to bed. No television, nothing. If I had a book, I'd read a book or a magazine or like that. Had my own record player.
Yeah. When did you get your first TV? What year was that?
After I got married. When the kids were. I don't remember just when. I know what it was. Teams.